Today great. Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's a great day to kick back with music and musings on the Amy Beth Erkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? I know. We'll take on the cultural cacophony, but in measured doses today, because we'll let the music do most of the talking, dipping into the country and Americana file with some of your listener requests, and we're going to reconnect with Richard Lynch, the country singer, songwriter, troubadour. He's got some great new music and things to tell us about his latest escapades. That's all coming up. Love to get you in the mix, too. You're listening live. It is Tuesday, March 7th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east. Number up and running, 347-857-4505. Whether you're live or on podcast, you know it's a 24/7 deal at Twitter at AB Writes. Facebook page is open, so tells us our social media maven Aurora in the booth with our producer Trudy Hart. And the PopNet chat box is open, too. Show today brought to you in part by Walgreens. Enjoy great savings at the corners of happy and healthy at Walgreens. And by Audiophile, from music to books to podcasts, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. So we're going to chat with Richard in a moment, but first let's hear his latest. It's a beautiful duet with Ronnie McDowell. It's called Love Tattoo. Richard Lynch opening up another spirited edition of the Amy Beth Erkley Show. I think you'll love this one.
Loves his God, his kids, his wife. For them, he gladly give his life. He served his country as many do, and he came home with a love tattoo. I remember when the soldier walked past. He paused as he heard a young child ask, "Where'd you get that scar I see on you?" He smiled and said, "It's not a scar, it's my love tattoo." Soldier said, "To keep our world more safe for you, I fought and bled as many do. I did what I knew I had to do. No, it's not a scar, it's my love tattoo. My love tattoo is a symbol to remind him how we fought with pride for our red, white, and blue. If Uncle Sam asked him to stand with our soldiers in some foreign land, he'd unpack his uniform and combat boots. And with honor, bring back home a new love tattoo." My love tattoo helps me recall some of my friends who gave their all. They fought and died as many do. So I'm proud to wear my love tattoo. He loves his God, his kids, his wife. For them, he gladly gave his life. And he served his country like heroes do. And he came home with a love tattoo. Yes, he came home with a love tattoo.
Love Tattoo, that's Richard Lynch and Ronnie McDowell on the Amy Beth Arguey Show. And that one will move you. It doesn't matter what political side of the street you're standing on. Richard Lynch, a pleasure to have you back on the show, sir. Congratulations on another beautiful song. And I know you do so many things for veterans and patriots. It's so honored to have you back with us.
Well, thank you, Amy. It's a pleasure to be with you guys. And always a great time to be with you and your listeners.
Yeah, it's a great song. You know, it's so, you know, as we were talking a little bit off the air, music can do so much for us regardless. So we live in very contentious times, as you know, and I think what you do brings people together, and that is such a gift that you're sharing with the world and so important. I can't underscore this enough that you're doing it now, I think. So congratulations and thanks for reaching out and doing this for so many people. I think it moves everybody. Talk about the genesis of that song, if you don't mind.
Well, that song is, it's kind of came to me. It came to me in the form of a poem a couple years back. A gentleman by the name of Chuck Brisbane, who lives in Virginia Beach, Virginia, sent a poem to my wife and asked her, he said, do you think Richard would be interested in trying to put some music to my poem? So I sat down and I looked at the words and I read it and just grabbed my guitar and, I started coming up with this melody, and I kept all his words that he had written as he wrote them. And then I said, I think we need something a little extra to this. So me and another friend of mine in Nashville, Terry Dennis, wrote that the chorus, and it kind of all came together. And we did the song for a little while, and we did a show with Ronnie McDowell, and I found out that Ronnie did a three-time tour of duty in Vietnam, and I was really impressed with that. And I got to talking with Ronnie, and I said, hey, I got this song. You care to listen to it? And he listened to it, and right away he agreed to do the song as a duet, and the rest is history. All the proceeds that we make off of the sale of that song goes to help our men and women in military at a place called the Will Wynn Lodge in Michigan. It's in Custer, Michigan. So we're really proud that we can do a little bit to help men and women who do so much for us.
Well, God bless you for doing that. I think it's so important. And folks, at your website, you can find out how they can get the song, right? And the money will go directly. Yeah, right. We'll put that out. It's richardlynchband.com. I'll put it out later online when the podcast is available. But it's really important that you're doing this. It's a selfless act, but you're helping so many people, I think. And it's true that the folks who are serving, and these days, tour after tour, these folks go through. It's heartbreaking in a way, but it's also very inspiring that a lot of these people want to do it.
It is. It really is.
Amazing, but you know, when you get more help.
When you get to see and meet these people that on a one-on-one basis, and you know, some of these folks that we've met there, they come back. You know, yeah, a lot of them, you can see where their scars are. The love tattoo, I guess everybody's gathering that their love tattoo is their scar. They came back either with a psychological scar or they came back shot up, and that's their love tattoo that we're talking about. And you know, when you get to meet these folks hand in hand and one-on-one basis and get to talking with them, you know, it's pretty hard not to get emotional when you see how much they have given and sacrificed. And as a matter of fact, an example, I was talking to these folks up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan a few years ago when we first started doing this song, and the soldier walked up to me, and he had a cane, and he thanked me for what I was doing. I said, we got this all wrong. We got it all wrong. I need to be thanking you guys. This is why I'm doing this. I need to thank you guys for what you guys do. So just a little bit we can do to help and give back.
Yeah, and a lot of those people are so selfless. They're doing it. They have a real belief in this country. They want to serve. They're driven to do it. I feel bad, though, sometimes because and it's voluntary a lot of times. Sometimes people get sort of cornered into it with these tour after tour because we do have a volunteer army and all of that. But it's hard. It takes its toll. And a lot of people don't necessarily realize that because it is a volunteer army that there are a lot of people carrying that burden and doing this. And when they come home, you know, this is a big controversy now about making sure they get the right care they need in terms of health care and services, et cetera. So any little bit that anybody can do to help that, I think, is so great. So thanks so much for doing what you do. And also I think the music helps everybody become aware of it because the message in that song is really the idea of the love tattoo and looking at the scars and what it means to the soldier and what it means to the people that he's serving on behalf of this country. So, you know, it takes a politics out of it.
You said
it
very well. Very well
say
said
again?
There, Amy.
Oh, thank you. Well, no, I'm moved by it because I know there's so much contentious garbage out there, as you know, in the public discourse, and people are in their natural echo chambers and their natural corners, and I'm like, I'm always looking for common ground. There's so much more that we have in common than we fight about and we bicker about stupid stuff, and then can't get anything done, and some of the people that need the help the most get in the crosshairs, you know, and get caught there. And I just think it's just not fundamentally fair, you know, that's what I'm saying. But for people like you who are doing what you're doing your part and using your gifts, your natural gifts in such a great positive way. So I thank you for that. What else are you up to these days? Are you touring a lot, or what's going on with you?
Oh, my goodness. We have been touring all over. We've been all over South Texas. We played in Nashville. We got to go back to Texas. I live in southwestern Ohio, and we just did an awesome casino just north of Cincinnati here this past weekend. We're doing one more local date, and then we're back to Texas, and we're playing in Austin, Texas, the 15th to go to Daytona Beach, Florida for Bike Week. We're playing two shows, the 18th and 19th in Florida. Things are looking really good for me right now, and we're so thankful that we've had this opportunity to, you know, to get out and meet folks and play all over the country. We have a brand new album that's going to be released to the world the 1st of April. We're so excited about that. Life is really good right now.
You're busy. Well, that's a good thing, and you love what you do, so that helps, right? Because you got to keep up a hardcore pace, but you love what you do, so it comes through in the performing. What do you like best? Do you like the performing best, or do you like sitting down and doing the songwriting and working in the studio, or it's kind of both, just depending on your mood?
You know, I just love music in general. I love real country music, and, you know, I think I realize now as I get a little older, and I realize I was put here for the one reason, and that's to keep and preserve traditional country music. It's brand new music, but it's got that traditional country music feel to it. And there's nothing more gratifying for me to sit down and write a song, or maybe sit down and co-write a song, and it all comes together on paper, and then we get in the studio and we get to hear what we've scratched down on a piece of paper, and it's like putting clothes on the baby, you know? It's just so awesome.
Yeah.
It's so cool to see this. And then to take our music on the road and to have people, you know, actually sing it and ask for it, there's not a better feeling in the world. And, you know, music is supposed to be diverse and universal anyhow. And so if we can take something and keep that good message going and even add some add some good intent along the way to help somebody, I'd say it's a pretty good way to make a living. What do you think?
Oh, man, it's a great way to make a living. If you love what you do, you as they always say, you never have work a day in your life. You're working hard, but you're loving it, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, that's right. And you're reaching so many people. Do you find the audiences are different in the different places that you go, or does everybody respond the same? What's your take on that?
Well, yeah. You know, I'm from southwestern Ohio, and we have a great response here, and that's because I'm from here, and I meet a lot of folks, and we've got a lot of folks around in the area that come to tri-state, Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana, but we just did a six-week tour in Texas, and it was like an absolute thrill to see these people. I mean, they just come right up out of their seats, and I hear things like, man, we just can't get this music anymore. That we're so excited that we came and we got to hear, you know, what we're looking for. And, and by that I mean, you know, I just want to keep the tradition, the traditional steel guitar, the fiddle, all the great harmony in what they call country music. I want to keep that alive. And so we're connecting with people right now, and it's making a great big splash.
That's very cool. It's interesting that you talk about it because I know there's all this, you know, conversation in country music, especially these days, so music in general, but I know country, they're the old school folks, which you sound to be like you're in that camp, and people who, you know, the country hybrid stuff. I mean, I like it all, frankly, but I think it's great that you can keep the tradition alive. What were your, so what's your take on that? You don't like some of the new stuff, or you just, it's just not what you do?
Well, I just don't want anybody to be confused. There's lots of folks that grew up listening to country music, myself included. There's millions of folks. And so when you hear the title country music, you know, a lot of folks, they want to hear a steel guitar. They want to hear a fiddle. They want to hear lyrics. They want to hear lyrics that talk about a direction other than somebody drinking beer and talking about red dirt. So there's so much folks out there that's not being catered to, and there's millions of folks that's dissatisfied with today's so-called country music, and I just want to put the country back in country music.
Yeah. Dear traditional. But it's true that when you think of country music, whether it's the older school stuff or the new stuff, the things that I like is why I like it is the stories of it. It's the story. You know, I'm a writer, too, so I'm a storyteller. The storytelling of country music as part of the hardcore tradition is so important. So, yeah, you don't just want – it's okay to have a beer song once in a while, but you don't want that to be your mainstay. You want to get the stories and the characters and so much that you
right.
do, plus all that great musical part, the instrumentation that you're talking about that's so great.
Absolutely.
What were your influences? Yeah. What were your influences? Let's review those. Obviously, well, the old school was like George Jones. What was it for you when you were?
Oh, no question about that. I grew up in a country music household. My dad was an incredible singer songwriter. His name was Woody Lynch, and around the Dayton, Cincinnati, Ohio area. So I'm very fortunate. I grew up listening to that. And, you know, when I got up in the morning and went in the kitchen with Dad, and he'd be having his coffee, he'd have the radio on, and there'd be Merle Haggard and George Jones and Conway Twitty and Mel Street. And as I got older, you know, I even got to play with people like Keith Whitley and all these wonderful folks that influenced me so much. And so, yeah, there's the influences that really, really inspired me. And to this day, you know, that's something that, you know, like I say, we're writing brand new music, but it's got that traditional flavor too that a lot of folks are trying to find these days. And so I'm pretty proud of the fact that I was able to grow up in a country music household and learn a lot from my dad. And I'm really content and very looking forward to keeping my tradition going.
Yeah, you're keeping it going and you're putting your own spin on it because it's like that is the old school sound, but it's your take on it. So it's new. And that's great. It's a fresh
right.
a fresh sound and a new sound blended together, which is very cool because that's what happens. You know, you take in all your influences and then it comes out the other side is something fresh and new. That's just your style and it's certainly infectious and it makes people happy. What's the plan? What's your Nashville connection? Are you doing some stuff down there and connecting with folks down there?
Yeah, we got a lot of folks. We just recorded a brand new album in Nashville, and there's a lady that you may be familiar with. Her name is Rhonda Vincent. She has a huge, successful bluegrass combination country music career going. And we just recorded a brand new seat, our brand new a single together that, as a duet that we're so excited about. And it's going to be released to radio here, I think, within the first week or so of April. So it's really amazing what's happened here lately for us. And, there's a lot of great things. And you touched on something. You know, it's got the old-school feel to it. By that, I mean, you know, it has the instrumentation of some days gone by. But it's got the brand-new sound of today. It's got the great sound, the quality sound, it really sounds like it's $1 million, and we're just very fortunate that we're in a position where we can keep the older feel and yet have the great new quality sound that we have today. So we're really excited about what we're doing these days.
Yeah, and then you have your own songwriting and your own perspectives coming through, so that puts a fresh tint on it as well, which is fabulous. So it sounds so enthusiastic, which I love, because when people love what they're doing, that's why I always tell people, we have a lot of artists or would-be artists, you know, whether they're writers or musicians or visual artists who listen to the show, and they always want to know the backstory of how people do what they do and why they do it. And I always say, well, if you have the passion, you'll find a way, and that's the key, right? I mean, you have to love it to go after it because there will be some, you know, detours maybe and some pitfalls along the way. What's your take on
that? Oh, absolutely.
Hilton.
You know, you touched on something pretty amazing right there. I've been doing a lot of radio interviews here lately, and I did a radio interview recently with a lady in Missouri, and she said, like, oh my goodness, all we hear about is Richard Lynch, Richard this and this and that. And she says, you're an overnight success. I said, yep, 35-year overnight success.
Yeah, I know. Those overnight successes, sometimes it takes a little time. It's not like overnight packages, right?
We just laughed, but you're exactly right. It's just, you know, if you love what you do and you're persistent at it, and you know, it's like anything else. You build your career, and like me, it's just taken a little longer to be on the national and the international side of things. But you know, I maybe there's a reason for that, and I'm thankful that we're finally here. And it's just been a great experience, and we get to meet people and talk to people like you, Amy, who love the music and promote and support what we do. I mean, that's what a great way to make a living.
Yeah, I just love your enthusiasm because you exude it, and I think that is really infectious because you make people happy with your music and with your spirit of perseverance and keep doing what you're doing. But, you know, if you don't like it, it probably isn't for the faint of heart because it's a tough business, and it's getting, you know, it's easier in some ways, as you alluded to, the technology is there to help you make things sound better, but you're also in a glutted field where there's so many people trying to break through, and you have to make your way and hold your way, and you're obviously doing that big time now. But, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, you said, you know, it's been taking a long time. Were you ever discouraged at some point where you said, I'm going to pack this in, or you just kept going because I just want to keep doing it?
Well, there was a 2-year time where I didn't even touch my guitar, early 2000s. You know, I bought me a farm, and I was really busy with that, and I'm like, you know, I don't have time for this music thing. And then, you know, my wife and I got to thinking one day, you know, why, you know, we have all this ground here. Let's build a big barn on our farm, and people will come see us play again. And so we did that. We put a big barn here on our farm, and 3 or 4 times a year at our farm we'll have an event. And next thing you know, people are calling me to play here and calling me to play there. And it just kind of – the timing was immense. I think it was just right for me to, you know, spread my traditional sound out there. And it just really exploded here the last few years.
It worked. Build it and they will come. Remember that movie, Field of Dreams, right? You built the barn and they came, right?
You're so right. Somebody else told me the same thing. That's so cool.
That's so great. Richard, I'm pleasure talking with you. I just love your music so much because I know it's so much, it's just great fun, but also there's a lot of great messages in some of those songs that you produce. People want details. RichardLynchBand.com is the website. You're going to post info on the new album coming out. Do we have a title for it yet?
Yeah, it's called Mending Fences. Pretty appropriate title right there, me being the farm boy that I am. And
yeah, and it appeals to what we were talking about, how music, you know, bridges the gaps too. Yeah, Mending Fences, coming out early April, we think, and featuring a duet with Rhonda Vincent. I can't wait to get a hold of that one. We're going to segue out, though, with another great patriotic one. This one is We're American Proud. You want to give a little setup to that?
Yeah, this song is something I wrote here recently. I've seen there was a need for folks to kind of come together, especially after this crazy political season that we're in. And, you know, we all have our beliefs, and rightfully so, but this song is aimed at folks to try to put everybody together, and let's all be Americans.
That's what I love about you, Richard. You're doing it. You're doing it. I really appreciate you so much. Thank you for joining us. I hope you come back and see us. Best of luck with the new album and the new tour, okay?
Thanks, Amy. We'll talk to you all soon.
Okay, Richard Lynch, it's We're American Proud on the Amy Beth Erkowitz Show. Take care, Richard. Thank you.
Got American pride.
We got American pride.
We stand side by side.
Side by side.
We talk clear and loud.
We're American proud.
California to Maine.
California to Maine.
Our freedom's the same. From the backwoods to big towns.
We're American proud.
Here's to our truck driving pals. They put in the miles. All our farmers and friends whose day never ends. With our soldiers in mind.
With our soldiers in mind.
They leave no one behind. To God we keep our heads bowed.
We're American proud.
Look at the pride in our eyes. There's no way to disguise. No, you can't keep us down.
We're American proud.
Here's to
to our truck-driving pals. They put in the miles, all our farmers and friends, whose day never ends. With our soldiers in mind,
with our soldiers in mind,
they leave no one behind. To God we keep our heads bowed. We're American proud.
God bless America.
We're American proud. We're American proud.
Indeed, we're American proud. Richard Lynch and his band on the Amy Beth Erkley Show. I love that guy. He's got the great talent. He's got the great message. He's got the passion. Find out more, richardlynchband.com. As I said, I'll post the link along with the podcast when it becomes available. Find out more. New album coming out in April and a new single, a duet with Rhonda Vincent. He's on the right track for sure. How about you? Reach out via Twitter, AB Writes. Phone line if you find yourself listening live on Tuesday, March 7th, 347-857-4505. We'll get into it a little bit later, but, you know, the music feels good, so let's keep it going. This is a great one from Miranda Lambert. What happens when you're famous in a small town? On the Amy Beth Erkley Show.
Smoking and drinking.
perfect. We're supposed to be famous in a small town, but somehow it didn't work out that way. But smoking and drinking will make you famous in a small town pretty darn fast, right? Twitter feed, AB Wrights, phone line 347-857-4505. Twitter feed, Jilly says, hey, another great interview. Good rapport as usual. Love it. Thank you. He says, good stuff, good songs, like that Richard Lynch guy, but you're going to talk Trump and the healthcare deal, right? Yeah, a little bit later. We'll touch on it, but the music sounds so good, we got to keep it moving, I think. This one, I hope it's the right song. For Bryn, it's Jason Isbell, 24 Frames on the Amy Beth Arcoy Show.
This is how you make yourself vanish into nothing, and this is how you make yourself worthy of the love that she gave to you back when you didn't own a beautiful thing. And this is how you make yourself call your mother, and this is how you make yourself closer to your brother. Remember him back when he was small enough to help you sing. You thought God was an architect, now you know he's something like a pipe bomb ready to blow. And everything you built, it's all for show, goes up in flames in 24 frames.
You'll go a long ways, and I wish you'd start now.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn, and you
you I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her.
Morning, morning, hello sunshine. Wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that Bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? Make the coffee, I'll make the bed, I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth, do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost 9. Now you be careful, gotta go.
Fargo classic 70s country and the happiest girl in the whole USA. On the Amy Bethorque show, that same era, the Silver Fox, Charlie Rich for Tan, and the most beautiful girl in the world. And a new guy in the Americana field these days. What a great sound from Jason Isbell, 24 Frames. It is the Amy Bethorque show. We're having some fun with music and musings with a country twang. Thanks to our guest, Richard Lynch, and what a spirit he has. Twitter feed AB Writes checking in about that conversation. Philly says, hey, great convo with you and Richard. He's got great style, like you said, great spirit, and I like his songs. There you go. Can't go wrong with that one, right? Chit says, I saw Richard in Texas performing. What a great sound. He's got the goods. His band rocks, too. There you go. Love it. Millie, good show, good songs, good comments, as always. Thank you. Our PopNet chat box, Deanie chiming in, only listened a couple of times, but I like your style, great interviews, and great music. They connect together. Keep doing it. Hey, Deanie, I always say, it's like the old Dorito ads, remember those? You know, you keep buying them, you keep eating them, you keep listening, I'll keep talking. I'll keep flapping my lips. No problem. Twitter feed, AB Wright's, also some folks chiming in. I don't want to get too heavy into the cultural cacophony today. I know folks are talking about the rollout of the new Republican upgrade or whatever they're calling it, American Health Care Act or whatever it is. It sounds a little dicey. I haven't looked at it in too much detail, but it looks like the folks that need the help the most might get the help the least, but it hasn't all been vetted out and it hasn't been voted on yet, so let's not get panicky, but let's watch it and be vigilant because they do throw one word around that I want folks to be careful with. It's called access. Access doesn't necessarily mean you can afford it. Keeping with that, Steve writes a tweet, which I think is perfect. I've been saying this all week long. Access to health care is not health care. I have access to the Four Seasons Hotel, but financially won't stay there. Exactly. Watch out for these words and be vigilant. Just be on the lookout. We got to let it play out. We got to see what it really is before I can really give you any kind of serious commentary or before we can get our hair on fire over it. But it doesn't bode well quite yet. A lot of folks, at least on our Twitter stream right now, are not happy. We'll see how it goes. The cartoon is a handle there. It says, everyone will be beautifully covered. And they show a cartoon of a guy with a bag over his head with a T-shirt that said, I had Obamacare, then I voted for Trump. See, this is what I'm worried about, frankly, that a lot of the folks who put their support behind Donald Trump and their faith in him with what he said he would do are going to be hurt the most. It just looks that way. We're still early days in this, 45 days and counting, scandal after scandal, a man who looks to be coming unhinged on Twitter, all of that stuff. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is going to be the policies and how they affect people, good, honest, hardworking, deserving people in this country, and that's the problem. I'm afraid a lot of folks are going to get caught in the crosshairs. You know, we were talking with Richard Lynch about veterans and folks who come back tour after tour after tour with visible scars or non-visible scars, and they're not getting the treatment they want, and a lot of big talk came from Trump about the veterans, and now it looks like they're going to get cutbacks in the Veterans Department as well. And this is heartbreaking because while it's great to be uprising and things may turn around and there's always hope, and we have to have that hope to fuel us for action, as I always say, whether it's personal or political or whatever. But in the meantime, there are going to be some people falling through the cracks, and it looks like the people that will get the least support in this new plan are going to be people who are sick, the elderly, and the poor. Those are the people that you need to help the most, not giving more benefits to the richer people. And a lot of the people that are going to be hurt were the people that put faith in Donald Trump, and that is heartbreaking and can be crushing. So take away the cartoon aspect of this and the humor of it, which is there for all to see. Saturday Night Live kind of writes itself these days, but I'm worried about some folks. So, but I guess as Americans, we have to come together and fill in those gaps and find a way to help each other. That's the bright side, and stand up for each other. So let me know what's on your mind. Twitter feed is AB Wright's. Phone line is 347-857-4505. Should you be listening live in it's Tuesday, March 7th. There we go. Facebook page is open, as is our PopNet chat box. Happy when that's working. So let's go. We got a good one here for Chrissy. Wanted to hear this one from Lady A. I run to you. I need it.
so I run to you. I run to you, baby. When it all starts coming undone, baby, you're the only one I run to. I run to you, I run to you. Yeah.
Whoa, whoa.
Lord, I run to you.
I run to you, girl. Whoa, whoa.
Misty sunrise in my hometown, rows of cotton about knee high. Mrs. Baker down the dirt road, still got clothes out on the line. Irwin Nichols there with Judge Lee, playing checkers at the gym. When I dream about the Southland, this is where it all begins. From Carolina down to Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sweet the sweet home, Alabama, roll tide or roll. Muddy waters, Mississippi, bless the great land, whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort, carry on. Catching catfish on the river, chasing fireflies by the creek. Kissing Gary Williams' sister on the porch homecoming week. With rusty cars and weeping willows, keeping watch out in the yard. Just a snapshot of down home Dixie, could be anywhere you are. In Carolina or in Georgia, open arms are waiting for ya. Louisiana, yellow rose to San Antonio. Arkansas, Mississippi, old man river whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort, carry on. As I sit here, I'm surrounded by these priceless memories. I don't have to think about it, there's no place I'd rather be. In Carolina or in Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy sweet home, Alabama, rough tide or roll. Graceland whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort. Carry on, sweet southern comfort, carry on.
Buddy Jewel on the Amy Beth Argui Show. You talk about an overnight sensation. It took him a couple of decades before he burst on the scene in his 40s, a national star. So you love it, you keep at it, you can do it. And Lady Antebellum, I run to you for Eric and Simp. Thanks, guys, for chiming in. Appreciate it. Twitter feed AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Henley says, good show. Enjoyed your conversation with Richard Lynch. Good sounds, good tunes you're playing. More commentary on the political side, though, please. All right, we'll get to it. And Sally says, good show, good songs, but we're going down in flames. Uh-oh. Yeah, people are getting a little hot under the collar here with this new Republican health care rollout. I don't think it's a done deal yet, so let's not totally panic, but I hear what you're saying. Mark chimes in, looks like the Republicans just want to rearrange the deck chairs on the Obamacare Titanic. Pathetic. And if it goes through and it doesn't work, they're going to own it forever. What a disaster. It's so crazy. It really is, right? And Chris says, Trump care is Obamacare's weak little brother. Where's the tort reform and health savings accounts you screamed about in our faces all these years? Well, I think they did talk a little bit about the health savings accounts. I don't think, you know, I don't want to comment too much because I don't have all the details. I saw some of the rollout, the highlights of what they listed. It looks like they use the word access a lot, which, as I said earlier, is a red flag because they're admitting a lot of people will lose it. They're going to give tax credits up to $4,000 as you get older, but that will not cover anything other than a marginal policy. I think they're going to reinstate some of these marginal policies that cover virtually nothing. What we have now is a problem because the premiums go up and the deductibles are so high, and that should fix it. There should be tweaks in there that fix it so that everybody gets the coverage they need. They're taking out the mandate, but they're putting in a surcharge if you let your income, if you let your insurance lapse. I don't know how it's going to balance out, but it looks like the people that will benefit the most are the people that need the benefits the least, and the people who need the most will benefit the least. At least that's my early take from what I've seen. It still has to be scored by the Congressional Budget Office, so let's look at that. And it has to be negotiated and hammered out. So before you totally reject it, let's see how it plays out. It does seem a lot of people are saying they're trying to rush this thing through because they're under the gun. For years they kept yapping about repeal, repeal, repeal. They had no plan, and now they're cornered to do something, and Trump has got to change the narrative because he backed himself into that crazy corner over the weekend with those crazy lies that he was tweeting like crazy. Because, frankly, yeah, let's call it what it is. He's on the unhinged end of things. But if he can eke out policies that will help people, we'll have to deal with it. We have no choice. The question is, a lot of people like him or lump him, think he's unhinged or not. The policies so far are not benefiting the people that need them. That's the issue, and that's what I'm concerned with. But stay on it. Let's look at it. Let's look at it carefully. Keep on your Congress people. Let's be vigilant. Let's do the whole resistance deal as we see fit. But take a look at it before we have a knee-jerk reaction on either side. You know, that's what I'm talking about with this show, that we look for common ground. So let's see what happens. But a lot of folks are not happy. That's not good. Raging Bull tweets, over 50 million will lose Obamacare, ACA, Medicaid, thanks to Trump care. Majority are Trump voters. Idiots, she says. Yeah, well, you know, I don't know if they're idiots or they just bought something that wasn't, they were sold a bill of goods. And some people, yeah, I think a lot of people did not think this through in the election. I don't think a lot of people did their homework. We've gone through this time and time again. It kind of doesn't make sense to go over it again. There's no point in casting aspersions on people, or, you know, when people are desperate or people really think they believe something and they want something to be so, sometimes they go for it. But now we got to help each other out here, and we got to make sure that things don't get worse. And you got to stand up to the folks in power. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you stand on. You have to try to make sense of it because it's about people, about the Americans. I think that's why our conversation with Richard Lynch earlier was so important to me, and I think empowering to folks, because it cuts across all this political garbage that we're all Americans and we should all want to help each other out and do the best for our neighbors. So whether they voted for Trump or not, there are people, and a lot of those folks, unfortunately, need the help the most. And it doesn't make sense. It seems illogical, and it doesn't seem like a great political move, except to a very small base of people who, for whatever reason, whether it hurts them or helps them, they just want to, because it had Obama's name on it, want to cut the cord on that. I say let's fix it. I call it what you want to call it. I don't care what you call it. I don't think Obama would care what you call it either if it's improved. But what they're proposing so far, what I've seen, it looks like it's going to be hurting people, not helping people. And it probably will explode or implode by itself because the prices will be crazy, so the market will shrink in terms of who can afford to get it. Access is that key word. They all bantied about. I saw a bunch of these folks in the last couple of days. They're very cagey with how they word it. You have to read between the lines. Access to everything. I have an access to an airport. That doesn't mean I can take a private jet wherever I want to go. Access, if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. So, yeah, we can all have access. You can all buy it if you can afford it. You can all buy a huge house. You can all buy a big car. There's something about health care that everybody should have access to and be able to afford and be covered, not just pie-in-the-sky wishes. There are certain things that you can do without. Health care isn't one of them. So that's the key. Keep in mind that. Keep tweeting at me, AB Wright's phone line, 347-857-4505, and we'll keep talking back at you. Let's do our Inspiration to Action Challenge success story today. It is Danette. in, where is Danette from? Trudy, do we know? I'm not sure. But Danette writes in, put my creativity on the shelf a long time ago. I've been listening to you on and off for a couple of years now. Started doing the challenge in earnest this fall. Okay, great, Danette. And it's working. It puts a lot of things in perspective for me, gives me some discipline and some hope and inspiration, and I really am appreciating it. I'm not sure where it will lead, but it's making me feel better, and I'm doing it every day. Well, thank you, Danette. Hey, thanks for the heartfelt words and the honesty, because it's not easy, and sometimes you get off a creative path, or I like to say, you know, you fall into a creative ditch. But if this helps jolt you out of it and it opens you up to new ideas and new opportunities to channel your creativity, I'm so gratified for that. So keep going. Hey, please keep me posted and keep doing it, okay? If the Inspiration Action Challenge has worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You also help spark other folks on, because that's what we're here to encourage each other. So, you know, reach me over at the website. Also, if you need a little cajoling in that department, you want to start a creativity coaching, counseling conversation, let's do it. First one on me. Give me 3 weeks to connect, and we will do it. The website is amybetharkawy, ArkAwy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. Connect with them. We will chat for about 20 minutes. I'll give you the primer on the challenge, a few other tips and tricks that might get you in a more creative groove, and we'll set you on a more productive and passionate path, because I think that's okay, and joyful, because that's what the challenge is all about. You reconnect with your creative spark and live a more joyful, purposeful life. All of that good stuff, we can have it even in the middle of chaos and contention, which we still find ourselves. Twitter feed is Amy Wright's, phone line is 347-857-4505. The Facebook page is open. The chat box, PopNet is open. So have at us as we sample another overnight sensation, toiling in the songwriting world of Nashville for a decade or two before he made it big last year with that masterpiece, Traveler. Here's Chris Stapleton for Bonnie. I'm the Amy Betharkowicz Show.
I see the sunrise creeping in. Everything changes like the desert wind. Here she comes and then she's gone again.
Sure. I was on the road in Georgia, and I heard Merle had passed away. Hell, I thought he'd live forever. He shaped every note I played. Tonight these old white lines look different than they usually do. It was my greatest inspiration, reason why I sing the blues. Taught me how to play the guitar and write a country song. Spent some time in San Quentin for the things that he'd done wrong. Proud to be an Okie. God knows we paid our dues. It was my greatest inspiration, the reason why I sing the blues. I'm lost in a world without Hagger. Who'll tell the truth to you and me? Oh, I'm lost in a world without Hagger. It's a world I thought I would never see.
In a world
without anger. It's a world I thought I would never see. Oh, I'm lost in a world without anger. Thought I would never see.
Ben Steele, Paul Franklin.
What I hate is a statesman speaking out of both sides of his mouth. What I hate is a war still going on down in the South. What I live for is a chance to change a little bit of it all. What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see. What I hate is what I hate, and I always will. What I hate is someone mad enough to kill. What I love is someone with a heart that's really good. Now we can't change the whole wide world. Maybe we can change our neighborhood.
Tribute, but it'll never be a world without Haggard, because that craggy spirit, that great music, Great tradition lives on in his songs, for sure. Chris Stapleton, too, and Traveler. It is the Amber Thurgui Show. Oh, what fun I've had today, dipping into music and musings with a twang, country twang. Thanks for the tip of the hat to our guest, Richard Lynch. What spirit he has. Details at his website. We told you, richardlynchband.com. I'll post it for you with the podcast when it becomes available. All the shows are archived as such, so you can follow us at the BTR site on Mixcloud, Stitcher, iTunes, NetNow, and be on the listen, select editions on PopNet and the Arts Radio Network. All roads lead back to the website, amybetharkawy.com. That's ARKAWY.com. While you're there, you can peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon Mysteries from Kesey Kent Press, and chime in with your guest suggestions, Forgotten 45, and big story requests as well. What we call in the old biz, one-stop shopping. A couple of last-ditch tweets before we get out of here, folks. Hair on fire again with this whole new healthcare redux. It's not done. It's not a done deal yet. Keep that in mind. But I know what you're thinking, because I'm thinking kind of the same thing. But I still have hope things can get better. Paul says the GOP's sullied souls are blacker than the lungs of miners who may well lose benefits if the ACA is repealed. Yeah, this is what I'm worried about. The folks who need it most might not get it. So just be on the lookout, and we'll see, though. You know, it's not over yet. It hasn't been really vetted yet completely in Congress. It hasn't been scored yet by the CBO. Let's keep that in mind, and let's be vigilant. Stay on your representatives. Fox News, Witty retweets the Fox News post that says, Rand Paul, Senator Paul says, I think it is Obamacare light, and I didn't sign up to vote for a new government program. He is, I guess he's one of the pilks who just wants to repeal the whole darn thing and let people hang and do nothing.
Crazy.
So we'll see what happens. Keep an eye on it. Let's not lose heart there, okay? I'm telling you, things could get better. They will get better. We'll work together to make it happen. Thanks to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters, for keeping us moving. Thank you for tweeting with us in real time. I always love it. Keep it going 24/7 at AB Writes on Twitter. Follow our producer, Trudy Hart, who still has to update that feed, at Radio Trudy. Friend me on Facebook. And you can, of course, roll back to the website, amybetharkawy.com. We'll leave you with one from the great Richard Lynch. Walk on by, drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkawy Show. Take care. Don't lose faith.
Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you and I know you love me. Yeah, baby, walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers.
Just a walk on by. See you.